Got it, Rex.
Oh, g'day. I just got an inquiry on a vehicle that I came in possession with, but it's got a churn apparently from you guys.
Okay.
Help I can get, mainly just as far as activation goes, how to run the churn.
What's that, sorry?
The fellow I bought it off didn't really know how to know if the churn's running constantly or is it always activate? Is it manually activated?
No, the churn's permanent.
It's a permanent churn. Okay, so you wouldn't put anything on like
what
a little
car is it?
Switch. It's a 2002 WRX STI.
No, so that'll be a constant churn in there.
A constant churn, yeah. So nothing on a physical switch.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
If you've got mods on the car, it has to be tuned for the mods.
Yeah.
So there might be a high and low boost. Like, you can do a high and low boost on a switch, but otherwise the car will... Yeah, once we tune it, that's in there permanently.
And would it be on, like, a pickle switch, like an old-fashioned metal switch?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay.
No. So you can't go... Yeah, you can't switch between, like, a stock tune and the tune if there's mods. Otherwise the car won't drive properly. The only thing you can do is put a switch in there for high and low boost.
Okay, it was done back in 2017, so it could be some older ways about it.
Definitely not that. We've never tuned something in that sense.
Okay.
So the tunes are tuned straight to the ECU. It's not like on a third party thing. So we're editing the factory ECU to suit whatever mods are on the car.
Okay. I've got an Ecotec tune that you can actually activate it or switch it off via the demister button, which is hold down demister button.
Yeah, I don't think you can turn the tune off. You're probably just changing between maps.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if there's mods on the car, you can't just turn the tune off, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, sure does,
Yeah,
okay, yeah, I was just trying to figure out.
Yeah, these don't even have that capability.
Yeah, you didn't know what the switch was, so I thought, okay, I'll give it a crack.
Is there a switch in there?
Yeah, there's a physical
switch.
Yeah,
the switch might
just
be for high and low boost.
Yeah, it's next to the, intercooler spray button.
Yeah.
On that little array of panels there.
Yeah, it's really hard to say, obviously, without seeing the car. Typically, if there is a switch that we're using for the tune, it would be just high, low boost. So one setting will be low boost for, like, just, driving around, and high boost for when you want to give it a squeeze.
You be able to know if I give you an invoice number? Because I've got all the paperwork on it.
Definitely not from that file. Like
2000.
That
yeah, cool. Alrighty. Sounds good. All right, mate. Have a good one.
No, all good. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.